This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A judge has denied bail for Sean Diddy Combs a second time, leaving him in jail. Federal prosecutors charged the music mogul Tuesday with racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking, and abuse, accusing Combs of coercing women and men to perform sex acts. ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams on the stakes.
In this kind of crime, bail is not presumed. Furthermore, you've got the problem that he's accused of intimidating witnesses, of trying to interfere with the investigation. None of that helps him in his argument that he should get bail.
Combs has pleaded not guilty. More deadly blasts today in Lebanon involving Hezbollah-owned communication devices. At least 20 are dead and 450 injured, according to Lebanese officials. The U.S. says Israel did not provide details of any operation. The Federal Reserve Board slashing a key interest rate by 0.5%, saying the U.S. is turning a corner on inflation. It means lower interest rates for home, auto, and credit cards. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One of two teenagers accused of killing a staff member at Lincoln Hills Youth Prison this summer is formally charged with murder. Deputies say 17-year-old Ryan Nyblom killed Corey Pruill in June. Nyblom waived his preliminary hearing yesterday. A 16-year-old at Lincoln Hills faces reckless homicide charges. Federal civil rights investigators have been looking into conditions at Wisconsin's youth prisons for years. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance blames Donald Trump's critics for two assassination attempts on the former president this summer. He rallied supporters yesterday in Eau Claire.
To everybody that has been attacking this man and trying to censor this man for going on 10 years, cut it out or you're going to get somebody killed.
But Congresswoman Madeline Dean says that kind of rhetoric only makes it harder to investigate the two incidents. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Western Wisconsin was once again visited by a person on the presidential ticket. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance spoke at a rally in Eau Claire yesterday. Vance's rally was centered around immigration policy. It was his second visit to Eau Claire and said during the rally that he hoped he would be coming back to the area again soon. On Friday, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris will be in Madison for her eighth visit to the state this year and fourth since becoming the presidential nominee. One person is hurt after a pedestrian was hit by a semi Tuesday morning on La Crosse's north side. The crash happened on Rose Street near the intersection with Gillette Street just before noon yesterday. The person that was hit was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi wasn't hurt in the crash. The Wisconsin State Patrol and La Crosse Police Department are investigating the crash. No charges were filed as of Thursday morning, according to online court records. Names also have not yet been released. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I think you have to kind of go through it. I think we're all learning each other, and you felt confident in terms of what he was able to show through the course of the week of practice, but ultimately just there's heightened anxiety, heightened pressure when you're in a real game situation. So I don't think you truly know until you get out there and kind of go through that process with him.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Isolated storms, lows in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Afternoon and evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s.
We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. It's a gut feeling. Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Carl and Peggy Hendricks from the Hendricks Distillery in Oshkosh. And Sarah Enwald, festival manager for Festivals of Cedarburg, joins to discuss Cedarburg's Wine and Harvest Festival.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for joining us. 855-752-4842. Just working hard on the board. Matt Rothschild in the seat across from me in the studio. Matt, thank you for joining us. Thank you for hanging out for another hour, man.
Hey, my pleasure. It's always fun.
It is. So we kind of went to J.D. Vance in the last hour, and there's still some more J.D. Vance, if you can believe it. Oh, wait, there's more. He was in North Carolina today. But let's move on topically here to Donald Trump. It seems like, Matt, he's losing it a little more every single day.
Yeah, and the media made a ton about Joe Biden losing it. Now we've got Trump really losing it.
And it seems I haven't heard the same kind of rhetoric coming from the Republicans about Donald Trump's state of mind or his ability to, you know, say a complete sentence. It was always all, you know, it was all Joe Biden, but now he's got a competent and talented opponent. Well, now it's just, seems a little more different, doesn't it, Matt?
Well, why aren't they making the age an issue or the competency an issue?
Right.
I mean, yesterday he confused, what, Alaska with Afghanistan?
We do have that, yes. Okay, so we have a few cuts from the former guy. Let's play the one Matt referred to here as Trump. Cut number 4, please, Jess.
We have Bagram in Alaska. They what? Say it might be as big, might be bigger than all of Saudi Arabia. I got it approved. Ronald Reagan couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. I got it done. In their first week, they terminated it. Check that one out. Bagram.
In Alaska?
What?
The media should fact check him on that.
I think he's wrong. I think he's wrong. A little more. What we do, he did have, oh, let's hear this one. He got a call, of course, after this assassination attempt, Matt, while the guy lurking in the woods at the golf course.
For 12 hours.
Never got shots off. You know, I'm not going to sit here and argue whether or not this is an assassination attempt. Certainly got way closer than he ever should have. He has not been yet charged with an attempted assassination. He's been charged with a violation of firearms. He's a felon with a gun with a serial number.
Scratched up.
Obliterated.
So the vice president and Trump's obviously current opponent called him, and he was telling the crowd about it. Cut number 1, please, Jess.
A little while ago, I got a very nice call from Kamala.
Kamala?
No. It was very nice. It was very, very nice, and we appreciate that. Kamala today, she could not
very
have been nicer.
Right.
But the fact is, we have to have people that are respected by the opponent, by the other side, by other countries.
What?
And the booing and screaming from the crowd is really scary. I got to say, there is a bloodlust out there, and he loves it. He knows what he's doing up there. He knew by mentioning her name that it would get people going, and it's just you know, talk about lowering the rhetoric. We need to lower the rhetoric. And he and his buddy Vance are doing everything they can to get people just on total edge.
She was very nice. He said it multiple times, as of course she would be, as anybody would be. Any human, political opponent or not, you know, calling someone and addressing and say, man, of course you're going to be nice because that's what good human beings do.
Just basic decency.
I think Trump and certainly some of the folks in that crowd, not sure clear that they understand basic dignity.
Yeah, decency. I don't think he was saying that to thank her for the call. No. He was saying that to rev up the rowdy folks in the crowd.
A couple more from Trump. If you would please just cut number two. He continues to say this.
In 2020, we did much better than 2016. People don't like to hear it, you know. Oh, he's a conspiracy theorist, you know.
Well, I mean, again, half thoughts and arguments. I'm not sure what you're trying to say there. Yes, you did get more votes in 2020 than you did in 2016. Okay, but, you know, that's not how it works, dude.
Doesn't mean you automatically win.
The guy you ran against, President Joe Biden, who is the current president, got more votes than you did in 2020.
Just can't accept it. As Kamala Harris said in the debate, he's just having a very hard time accepting reality here.
He's got a hard... Well, again, he knows the consequence if he does not win this election. It's not going to be great for him. I think our last broccoli for you folks. Thank you for entertaining us. Cut number three, please.
Of course.
The fake news likes to say, oh, he was rambling. No, no, that's not rambling. That's genius when you can connect the dots. You got to
connect what dots? Real man of
genius. Like I said, man, the... We have entered the beer commercial phase of the election cycle. All right, a couple of things. Number one, you're not a genius, dude, but okay. But the example of connecting dots to me isn't very genius. I mean, I remember connecting dots as a kid. You know, it was like an elephant with little dashes, and I connect the dots of all the little dots. And when I was all done, it was an elephant. That doesn't make me a genius, man.
What dot is he connecting to? Hannibal Lecter being in an insane asylum with people who are seeking asylum? That's connecting the dots.
It's the electric boat's execution versus shark death.
I mean, the guy is just, he can't accept reality. He can't accept reality that he lost the election in 2020. He can't accept the reality that he lost the debate to Kamala Harris the other day. He just posted on Trump Social or Truth Social, whatever the hell it's called, yesterday. Here's his quote. Finally, everyone's agreeing that I won the debate with Kamala. It was like a delayed reaction, he said, but... As one political pundit put it, Trump is still the GOAT, he wrote. I'm just wondering who that political pundit
was. That was Don Jr.
Kellyanne Conway. Lewandowski.
Lewandowski, right. And anytime he says this, everybody.
Jesse Waters.
Everybody says this, right? When he says that, everybody.
Everyone.
Every lawyer, every Republican, every Democrat, everybody.
Everyone wanted to overturn Roe v. Wade when 75% of the population didn't want to overturn Roe v. Wade. But everyone wanted it. Every legal scholar.
Everybody wanted it done. And, of course, it doesn't make any sense. Because if you even think that statement through, if everybody wanted it done, it wouldn't be hard. Wouldn't have been hard to do. It would not be a great act of courage to finally get it done if everybody wanted it done.
But it's just the con man with the hyperbole. That's all he knows how to do.
Just throw it out there. Yeah. Throw as much as you can. You know, 855-752-4842. Let's squeeze in CJ.
Oh, good.
Hey, CJ, welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dom and Matt. Nice to thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Hey, CJ.
You know that we've got two administrations that have records. And for the first time since 1996, the Teamsters Union is decided not to endorse. And that speaks very loudly because... The unions, remember, the Biden-Harris administration is the union. Well, the union doesn't believe her. They're siding, and most of their rank and file is siding with President Trump. And because he has a record of making this country work.
Okay, now when you say that, like can you tell me what is an example of Trump making this country work?
He keeping inflation at 1.4% when he left office.
Well,
where you could afford,
if I may, CJ, I get it. You know what? Gas was really low back then because we were in the midst of a poorly handled, managed pandemic, and nobody was driving everywhere.
Well, more have died under Joe Biden than Kamala Harris than they have under Trump.
What do you mean by that? Who died? What are you talking about, man? From COVID? What are you talking
about?
More Americans?
Yeah, COVID. More have died underneath Biden-Harris, 600,000+ versus what died underneath President Trump. So the claim that COVID was mishandled, I think it's been mishandled. Nurses and the military were forced to lose their jobs because they won't take the vaccine, and we now know the vaccine didn't work.
Well, it did work.
There you go. I mean, thanks for calling, man.
And CJ, it was a virus that was, you know, killing people, by the tens of thousands a month at the beginning. Trump was in there for only 1 year with the virus, roaming around the country, and of course Biden was and Harris were in power for 4 years. So of course there's going to be more COVID deaths. But there should have been fewer if Trump had handled it right and not told people ridiculous things to do with Clorox and tell people to, you know,
bleach.
Go out on Easter Sunday in the first spring of the COVID epidemic. I mean, the kind of public information he was putting out was nonsensical and absolutely dangerous. So that's not a very good example, CJ.
And you know, I'm going to have to put together some sort of note for myself. Because when people say the economy was this or something was that under the last guy, I need to know what that means. Are you talking about GDP, right? Are you talking about gas prices? Are you talking about your own personal finances?
But I know I know people are voting for Trump like CJ, and I appreciate the call from CJ. This is one of the main things.
Yeah,
well, taxes, the economy,
inflation,
and as an anti-Biden thing. But as far as Trump was going, the economy was better. And some people think he was better on the world stage. That's really debatable, but I do hear that too from some Trump supporters. But at least that's a claim that you can entertain.
Well, it's an opinion. You can determine whether or not Donald Trump, you know, presented himself and represented America on the world stage in an honorable manner. I would suggest, no, I would not agree with that statement. Some folks can, but okay, that's an opinion. What's not opinion is what the GDP was.
Right.
These things are set in stone. You know, and so I'm wondering, when you talk about these things, is it the price of oil? Was it the GDP? Was it the inflation then?
At the stock market. You can argue stock market's at record level.
Right. Another varies. So there's in the metrics that I would think off the top of our head, GDP.
Unemployment.
Inflation. Those kinds of things. Well, those were measurably worse under the last administration than they are right now, with the exception of inflation.
And I do think inflation was partly due to price gouging, partly due to the supply chain, which is a COVID thing, partly due to the Russian war in Ukraine, and partly due to that the Fed didn't raise interest rates quickly enough when people were getting their stimulus, and there's all this pent-up demand from the COVID period.
Yeah.
And so I don't put that at the feet of Biden.
These are obviously very many inputs into what creates this, and I think it's evidenced by the fact the Fed did lower interest rates today by 50 basis points. They could have done 25 basis points, you know, 6 months ago.
Or two months ago.
You know what I mean?
And they're always late to the game.
But. Well, and, you know, again, but that's not something generally that we want politicians influencing. I mean, the Fed's the Fed. They're supposed to be an independent thing. Now, I did see some Dems saying, you got to lower the rates. Well, now they are. Now they have been. With those folks, would you have not cast your stimulus check if you were worried about inflation in a couple of years? I doubt it.
And Trump sent one out, too, that everybody cashed.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Donald Trump was fired by 81 million people.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open. I'm going to go there shortly. 855-752-4842. It's a phone call and it's a text as well. A couple of the texters out there responding to our friend TJ. Here's a general one from Dave from Lodi. T. Rump is by far the dumbest person to ever have held office anywhere. I don't know, man. There's
another hyperbole.
There's a lot of folks that have held office that probably were not qualified to do so. I mean, it is drawn from the general population, and the bell curve exists in all things. So, but I would agree with you in some regard. He's certainly one of the most incapable, incompetent, in my humble opinion.
And certainly unqualified to hold that office again.
Oh, my God, certainly. Look at the rates of death. CJ, 1.4% inflation, not good. Inflation is a global issue. Yes, inflation is a global issue, and I'm glad you brought that up, Matt, from Germantown. And you compare to our inflation rate versus the world inflation rate. Now, we've come back over these last several years better than every other country that I'm aware of, Matt.
Inflation's been lower. Rate of growth, GDP has been higher. And I know these macro figures don't help people and they're having a hard time paying rent. I get that.
No doubt. But if you're going to use it as an argument point, then we should be talking about real numbers.
Right. It's not a great argument, but it doesn't get rid of the fact that people are suffering. Kamala Harris knows that. Walls knows that. And they're going to try to do something about it.
A couple more from the text line. There'd be even less COVID deaths if Trump had told everyone vaccines are good too, CJ. Yes, vaccines effing worked. So says Wes from Middleton. The people that died during the Biden administration didn't get the vaccine because of Trump. Unless I'm way off on what I experienced on a daily basis, 2020 to 2022, working in a COVID ICU, that logic made many like me leave the healthcare field. It made me strongly consider it a daily basis. Get real.
I know people in the healthcare field who are dealing with people who are dying from COVID and to their last breath denying that they had the COVID. That's how crazy and illogical the information coming out of Trump was at that time.
So we got a couple more on there. Next, keep going. 855-752-4842. All right. Thank you, callers. Be patient. We will get to you. A little bit of sound from Walls, man. I don't hear this guy enough. You've been listening in advance recently, a little bit of Trump, and certainly love me some Harris. But Walls, man, just such a neighbor, man.
Yeah, he's as about a cozy a Midwestern neighbor as you want. I mean, he's the guy shoveling your driveway when you're away for vacation over the holidays.
Before we get to some of the sound, Matt, just your personal opinion. Shapiro was up there from Pennsylvania. She went with Walls. How are you feeling about that right now?
I thought it was a great choice. Shapiro was just a little too studied as a politician. He came across as a politician as usual. Walz is a different kind of cat. He doesn't seem like he's wanted to be president since he was 3 years old, like, you know, Shapiro kind of does. He doesn't speak in a Obama imitation kind of I'm rehearsing in front of the mirror kind of way. Walz speaks like a regular guy, and he doesn't have any airs whatsoever. I like his style a lot. I like how he governed in Minnesota a lot. So I think he was the better choice. I mean,
yeah.
If Kamala Harris loses Pennsylvania, there'll be a lot of second guesses. But, I really like Tim Walz.
There always is. I agree. You can, again, look at the policies and his efforts in Minnesota and the fact that he sounds and talks and acts like a regular guy. And that, again, it comes across from what I think we're missing to a large degree is that genuine feeling.
You know what he said to Harris when he was applying for the job?
What?
She said, "Do you have any reservations or anything I should know?" He said, "I've never used a teleprompter." I just love that about him. He would just get up and talk. You know, he wasn't so controlled. I mean, I'm sure you've interviewed a lot of politicians who do this, Dom. They won't veer from the script.
Yeah.
They're just so scared that they're going to say something wrong that they just will literally read off a piece of paper or off their computer or off a phone. And here is a guy who made a career just standing up there and talking.
And that's how it should be. I mean, I think it should be. And again, there's a time and a place, you know, certainly I think Kamala Harris is very well prepared for that debate. That's not the time to go in there and not be prepared versus, you know, just jawboning at a presser after an event. Let's get a couple of the Walz in before we run out of time in this segment. Let's play cut number one, please, Jess.
The easiest thing you should be able to do when you're asked in a debate, did you lose the last election? The answer is yes, because that is a factual truth as much as the sun rises in the east. Then we knew that. Donald Trump was unable to say that. I'm a school teacher, and I'm patient. We're going to give him a second time to get it right. So he can come across after this election and say, "Congratulations, Madam President."
I just love the way that guy talks.
So good.
I don't think that was on the teleprompter either.
Taking him into school. Oh, I gotta love that. But unfortunately, I don't know if there's a universe in the multiverse that exists in which Donald Trump loses this election and admits that he loses the election and calls and congratulates Madam President.
I doubt he's going to do it. I'm willing to bet almost any amount of money that he wouldn't do it. He's going to say it was rigged, it was stolen from... But as long as January 20th, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are inaugurated, I'll be happy.
A couple more from Walz on the vice president's laugh, which I love the laugh. Of course, I'm a loud laugher, so I love Kamala Harris's laugh. Let's play cut number two, please, Jess.
Remember when they thought it was a dig because she laughs? Well, it's really great to have a president who laughs with people, not at people.
I mean, it's just,
that's perfect.
Too. So, and it's so right on. It's so minor, but yes, it makes you. And when's the last time you ever recall a big belly laugh from Donald Trump ever?
He doesn't laugh. No. He doesn't have a sense of humor.
The right? only laugh I've ever heard has just been like a little, and like it's at someone else. It's not.
Right.
Yeah. It's a cruel laugh.
It's a cruel laugh. There's no joy to it unless it's a sadistic joy. There's no mirth to it. There's no joy in it.
No. And that's, seems a little strange to me. Let's do one
weird,
last one. A little weird. We'll call it weird. Cut three, please.
And I don't really like Donald Trump, but I like what he stands for. Oh, really? Suppressing women's reproductive rights? Is that the one you want? Or is it cutting taxes for billionaires while you get screwed in the middle class? Is that the one you like?
Oh, those are a couple that our Republican friends have brought up, and I think Walz addresses those adequately.
Yeah, again, not on the teleprompter. Yeah.
Folks, you are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Matt Rothschild sitting in the seat in the studio. Jess is on the board. You are on the phones, 855-752-4842. Going to come back with some of your calls and your texts. Stick around.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Allegretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The same study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year. It's time again to vote for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce holds the contest every year. 130 products are in the running this time. First round voting runs till the 24th. The top 16 move on to a bracket tournament. The winner will be announced in October. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Tomorrow's La Crosse County Board meeting has a few notable items on the agenda. One will be to decommission 14 watershed dams as part of a broader plan in the Cooley region to take failing dams offline to mitigate flood risk. A zoning item will add residential areas to the town of Holland, and the board will consider a permit to allow for a solar array in the town of Greenfield. The board will also make several appointments and adopt a resolution to accept state funding for mental health services in the area. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call visited La Crosse this week to promote school safety, including Speak Up, Speak Out, the 24/7 tip line that students and staff can use to report any issues at their schools. Students at Central High School were able to talk to Call about other issues in schools, such as vaping, bullying, and discrimination. Call also visited with administration to go over safety plans and other work done by the Office of School Safety in Wisconsin. Call has been making stops at schools all across the state this month.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Schwabba. It might be time to glove up again for the cast of Scrubs. Cast member Judy Reyes, who played Selena on the sitcom for years, said she's heard rumors of a potential Scrubs revival, but says series creator Bill Lawrence hasn't said anything to her. But the actress indicated that Lawrence would be open to some type of reboot. Reyes played opposite Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalke on the hit show. Every young or popular actor wants to be part of an A24 movie. That includes rappers, too. Variety says you can add Tyler, the Creator, to the cast of A24's new film, Marty Supreme, which will be directed by Josh Safdie. The Grammy-winning Tyler, the Creator, will join Timothy Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow in the film about a ping pong star. The rest of the plot is being kept under wraps. This is Tyler, the Creator's first film role. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Isolated storms, lows in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, warm and humid with highs in the mid-80s. Afternoon and evening storms, some could be strong. Mostly sunny, warm, but less humid Friday. High temperatures into the low 80s.
It's 82 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open, going there shortly. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for listening. 855-752-4842. Talking about Tim Walz, man, the neighbor next door. Governor from Minnesota, the vice presidential candidate. Played some sound from him. We also have some more quotes. Apparently, he's been out on the stump, Matt.
Yeah, he was in North Carolina yesterday. And, you know, some people have been making this loose criticism of Harris that she's not telling people what her policies are. I need more specifics on her policies.
Yeah.
As though Trump has given us a lot of specifics on his. Anyway, here is Walz answering that a little bit. This is the quote. If you're hoping to buy a home someday, which all of us want to, she's going to help make it more affordable. Or if you're getting squeezed on grocery prices, prescription drugs, she's going to make sure we take on the price gougers in big pharma. And if you got an idea that you want to start your own small business, she's going to make sure you get a tax credit on that and that we cut through the red tape and give you help on the front end to let you achieve the dream that you want to. I mean, so, you know, she is laying some stuff out for people. And I get annoyed when I hear this criticism that she needs to be more specific on policies, because I don't think that's what a majority of voters are waiting for her to, you know, lay out what her top marginal rate is going to be or what her solution is for this, that, and the other. She's giving, you know, some broad strokes about how she's going to help people in their everyday needs.
Right.
She's speaking about rent and rent prices that I haven't heard almost anybody speak rent, about for a long,
housing,
long time.
Yeah, a small business. Those are right. Things that people who in this country is not involved in rent, housing, small business, those kinds of things. Most people, they're tied up in one of those three things one way or another. She's specifically saying what she'll do in that regard.
Yeah, and for young people, I mean, it's so hard for young people to even dream about buying a house right now.
Right now,
much less pay their rent. I mean, I've got three kids in their 30s that are facing the ridiculous cost of rent.
Yeah.
You know, two in Dane County and one in California. And it's just exorbitant.
Yeah.
And she's addressing that right now. So hats off to her on that. I also wanted to read one more shorter quote from Walz on this, you know, how beautiful it's been for Harris and Walz to talk about freedom in a positive way. Yeah. They've really recaptured this essential American principle for Democrats and for liberals. Here's Walz yesterday in North Carolina saying, Republicans used to talk the same way about freedoms as we do. They used to really believe in freedom, but not these guys. Now, when they talk about freedom, it's the government should be free to invade your doctor's office. Mm. The government should be free to make decisions for you and invade your bedroom and tell you who you should love. And the government should be free to invade your school library. I mean, this is Walz really hammering the Republicans on a concept that they used to say they believed in. And they don't anymore. For them, freedom is just a negative concept, you know, get off my lawn. And it's not about, you know, free to love the person you want to love or free to have your reproductive health care, you know.
Free to pursue your life, liberty, and your happiness.
Yeah. I mean, these guys aren't about happiness at all. There's nothing about Trump that's about happiness. There's nothing about Vance's comments about Haitian Americans that's about happiness. These guys are all about sour, dour, mean, ugly.
Well, no wonder why they're not laughing. And I like the retaking, the recapturing of the word freedom, retaking the flag, embracing the flag. A lot of American flags at the Kamala Harris at the DNC.
And banners with the word freedom on it.
Yeah.
At the Pfizer Forum and at the DNC. And she talks about freedom every time she gives a speech.
Yeah.
And she just is defining it more expansively, but also it's an echo of FDR and his four freedoms. The idea that if you're unemployed and if you're homeless, how free are you? I mean, these are really...
living in fear, how free are you?
Yeah. If you're, you know, as she put it in the debate, if you're bleeding out in the parking lot, how free are you?
And we now have, and we didn't get to it yesterday, I'll briefly mention it. Apparently, the first official person, quote unquote, lady who died because she didn't get proper care.
I saw that. That was
after a pregnancy that went south.
Yeah, and this was inevitable. This is the inevitable consequence of the Dobbs decision, and then these states making really restrictive laws about, you know, who can get reproductive health care. I also, you know, who was the doctor there? I mean, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, you really let your patient bleed out and die.
I mean, if you make the wrong call as a doctor, then you what, spend 20 years in jail?
I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I get the fear.
I mean, it's not like, you know, the medical community isn't encumbered by insurance requirements already. Now throw on a criminal charge on top of it. You know what I mean?
But your first duty is do no harm.
Yeah.
Your first duty is to your patient. I don't want to be just totally blaming them. Obviously, the blame is with Alito and the other right wingers on the U.S. Supreme Court, and the blame is with those legislators and governors who signed these reprehensible laws that are taking freedoms away from women all across the country. But I did wonder. I mean, my wife and I were talking about while we were seeing the story on the news, and it was just like, wow, how'd they let that happen?
It's just awful, and young women everywhere. And I don't know. I mean, you have a sister, or you have a cousin, or you have a daughter. You know,
you've got a daughter, you've got a granddaughter, I mean, you've got a wife, you've got a girlfriend. If you're a guy, or if you're a woman facing those problems yourself,
or you just care about, you know,
other people. Yeah. Weird.
Well,
what Ron Crazy. Johnson said, senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, made some comment that, well, you know, might be a little messy, but they can just go to Illinois.
Yeah. A little messy.
Yeah. Well, might be a little messy. 855-752-4842. Thank you. Our callers being super patient. Let's get Cam from Appleton. You've been on the hold the longest. Welcome, Cam. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. I want to remind everyone, if I'm remembering right, Dom, you can correct me, obviously, but I believe CJ is a landlord, so he has a vested interest in keeping someone like Trump relevant because he doesn't want a bunch of new homes built, which, by the way, today AOC unveiled part of the plan for building up, I think, I believe around 1 million new homes at affordable housing, which would help with rent coming down. He's biased. And ironically, I haven't heard Gary talk today, but if Gary's listening, Gary, think about it. Think about all the new homes, all those furnaces.
Right, man.
Newsom right now in California is kind of probably grinding his teeth right now because Elon's being a moron. And this is relevant to what you're talking about, I promise. But Elon's being a moron and reposting AI voiced videos of Kamala on Twitter. And he's passing it off as if they're her words that she said. And Newsom passed a law in California, I believe today, that said that doing stuff like that is illegal. And Elon's just sitting there taunting him, trying to get him to arrest him or do something about it. And I'm not sure if they do that now, is it going to be seen as suppression, or do you like Trump and wait till after the election, you know?
Yeah. You know, Cam, if chaos is the goal, that certainly plays into it. Thanks for the call, man. Thoughts on that, Matt?
Oh, just the Elon Musk is so infantile. And he posts or reposts and then sometimes has to delete it afterwards, some of the most ridiculous things on his platform now. And the guy's got to grow up.
855-752-4842. Let's get back to the lines. Dick from Madtown, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Real quick, early in COVID, if you remember, in early 2020, around just before Easter, the former was advocating that we're going to reopen real soon.
Yeah.
And when CJ talks about, you know, death count, which is so ridiculous, too, how many would he added to the death count if he would have got his way there? But you talked about something else, too, about his not being able to do a gut laugh. I think it has something to do with what Will Rogers said. Everything's funny and as long as it happens to somebody else. He's the kind of guy that'll laugh at somebody tripping and falling in a mud puddle. Then last but not least, if you just want to go to numbers and crunch numbers, how about, back during Vietnam, which number of people died more, either under Johnson or Nixon? Well, Nixon had a secret plan to end the war. It took 5 years, and gee whiz. Look where that went. I mean, this guy, all of this stuff from this guy, he's such a clown and has no reverence for history, knows nothing about anything, let alone how to manage and run a country.
Yeah, but he's
unbelievable.
In his mind, though, Dick, he is strong to his opponents. He's strong against the other side. And thank you for the call, Dick. In his mind, Donald Trump is the only one that can fix everything. In his mind, Donald Trump is never wrong.
Oh, we can fix things tomorrow with a magic wand and a crystal ball.
He'll just call up Putin and tell him to get out of Ukraine and settle that. And
then settle the Middle East.
That's not what he's going to tell Putin.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's got a plan. He's got a concept of the plan. You know, when you talk about, and thanks again for the call, Dick, folks, 855-752-4842. When you talk about some of the specifics that Walls talked about with reference to Kamala Harris's plan regarding housing and small business startup and those kinds of things. I'm hearing this a lot from the MAGAs and the conservatives. I'm wondering, do they embrace Trump's concept of a plan for repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act? I mean, is that, and I've seen the cuts over the course of, I don't know,
9 years.
Every couple of years. Oh, we're going to 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, in 4 weeks. And he keeps saying it and keeps saying it and keeps saying it. And it, of course, it never came to fruition.
I mean, that's a con man at work. He says the same thing for 9 years. We're about to give it to
you. And everyone's like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
How long are you going to take that? I mean, before you wake up and say, guess what? He doesn't have a plan. He doesn't even have a concept of a plan.
But he keeps repeating it and people keep apparently believing it. But that's fine. Donald Trump's going to be Donald Trump. What about those that would support Donald Trump, those that would support Donald Trump and criticize Harris for not having a detailed plan about X, Y, or Z, but then not hold Donald Trump to that very same standard, unless you include the Project 25, which may or may not be endorsed or wanted by Donald Trump, depends on the day.
That's a real plan, a real dangerous plan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there seems to be a little bit of hypocrisy from the Republicans, from the MAGAs.
Yeah,
do you demand that of your own? Do you demand that of your own guy?
Yeah, they want it both ways for sure.
Don't we all?
And they want to get off the hook whenever anyone presses them.
855-752-4842. Let's see. Dave from Heartland, you are up. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Yeah, this is not what I intended on calling, but I just want to mention real quick. Trump said during the debate, he doesn't know anything about Project 25. He's never read it. He's never seen anything about it. And then the very next words he says are, there are some good things in it and some bad things in it.
I know, man.
How would he know if he hasn't read it?
That's a very logical question, Dave. Does Mega even ask that question? Because he can't finish this paragraph without contradicting himself.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is every time people talk about inflation, what nobody ever mentions is Donald Trump's tariffs.
Yep.
He put tariffs on imported goods, and then a year later, the tariffs go in place, and all of a sudden, boom, we got inflation. I mean, yes, there were supply side issues because of the pandemic, and there's definitely price gouging, but that's part of it.
And he wants more tariffs now.
Yeah, great, great call, Dave. Thank you for your input. You know, the tariffs on the trade war with China. Oh, they stopped buying ginseng and soybeans. So, you know, you do a tariff against them, and they do a tariff against you. And then, like the soybean, I don't know what the agriculture was, or soybeans or ginseng, but down like 70%. I mean, they just stopped buying it. And there's a cost to that, Matt. And so what happens? Well, Donald Trump, in the last cycle, he gave out billions of dollars to the farmers in rural areas. This wasn't a loan to bail out the auto industry that got paid back. No, this was just a giveaway, Matt, to his constituency, to the tune of $20 or $30 billion, if my memory serves.
Yeah, and the tariffs, I mean, Kamala Harris is right to say these tariffs are going to be passed along to us consumers in higher prices. That's how it works.
That's literally how it works. That's how it works. I mean, if someone has a different idea, if you make us think you understand the economics and world trade better than Matt or I, please let me know. I'd love to hear how exactly the tariffs are going to be paid for exactly by China and not the consumers. 855-752-4842. Going to come back with some of your calls. And Kamala Harris keeps getting members of the Republican Party, the former Republican Party, endorsing her. We're going to go through that as well. Join us one last segment with Matt Rothschild in studio with me.
Eagle 1490 AM.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbus Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
To the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are open. Talk or text 855-752-4842. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. A couple of texters coming in here. We talk about Ron Johnson saying, you know, not being able to have an abortion in the state of Wisconsin would be a bit messy. They could just go down to Illinois. Well, as Mark mentions, yeah, Ron, blood is messy. A few more here from the text line. Weep as I'm making nachos for dinner, mofos. Thanks.
Thanks, Cam.
Steve brought this up from Milwaukee. Hence what I said about tariffs and Hoover being a disaster. Tariffs don't generally work great because they're, you know, they're retaliatory. It doesn't really solve lots of things that people think they will solve. And it can be bad. And, well, you can judge for yourself whether or not the tariffs under the Trump administration ended up being a positive thing for this country. I don't think they were. I live in ruralish Wisconsin. Farmers, biggest welfare queens ever. Well, I don't know about that. They will never admit it, but they are completely supported by the government. Yet they're usually the first ones to scream about welfare queens, quote unquote, hypocrites, every one of them. We do need to support our food supply in this country. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I get that part of it. And I would also just add, although I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing, I'd be able to balance out the farm, making sure we have food on the tables as a country, as a national security issue. But I also would just throw out there as well that a lot of the folks in the rural areas that employ the migrant workers who are Hispanic or come in, a lot of those, the majority of the dairy workers, to my understanding, in the state of Wisconsin, are migrant workers, and the majority of those migrant workers are not here legally, quote unquote.
Right. I mean, that's why this anti-immigrant rhetoric is so ridiculous economically. The dairy industry in Wisconsin would die without immigrant labor. Almost every restaurant that I know of has immigrants working in the kitchen. And so what are you going to do to our economy if you just block everybody from coming here? Or if you do what Trump says and the Republican platform says, and you're going to throw out 11 million, 12 million, 13 million people in this country. I mean, that's going to be cruelty to the man.
Well, another day in court first? You know what I mean? I mean, what would that have? What impact would that have on our systems? You know, it's just, it riles them up, Matt. You know, it riles,
again,
it's not practical. It won't happen. It'd be economically disastrous, and it'd be a fight to get that actually done. It would be detrimental to what we have going on here in this country. Just a couple of more. Hello from Eau Claire. My name is Kristen. I love Civic Radio. Happy I found your station. Yeah.
Welcome,
thank you, Kristen. We appreciate that. Okay. Matt Rothschild, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, continues to get support from Republicans. What do you know?
Yeah, this is one of the biggest stories right now in this country. All so many Republican national security folks who've served at very high levels are coming out for Kamala Harris. More than 100 national security Republican former officials just yesterday came out with this statement. We believe that Kamala Harris possesses the essential qualities to serve as president, and we believe that Donald Trump does not. We therefore support her election to be president. I'm going to go on for just a little bit.
Sure.
We firmly oppose the election of Donald Trump. As president, he promoted daily chaos in government, praised our enemies, undermined our allies, politicized the military, and disparaged our veterans. He prioritized his personal interest above American interests and betrayed our values, democracy, and this country's founding documents. In our view, by inciting the violent attack on the Capitol on January 6th and defending those who committed it, he has violated his oath of office and brought danger to our country.
Wow.
Yeah. Strong words, necessary words. And I want more Republicans who are in national security to come out. I want, you know, the former generals,
yes,
you know, General Clark, General Mattis, General Milley.
Milley, yeah.
Come on out and tell us. You've already told us in your own words that he's not fit for the office.
You already wrote the book.
Yeah, you're making money on your book where right. It's all out there in black and white. Why don't you tell us who you're voting for and why right now?
That's great.
And I'm hoping the Lincoln Project, even if these guys don't come out, these big generals, don't come out and say who they're voting for, that the Lincoln Project or someone will run an ad with their comments about how unfit for office, how scary Donald Trump is.
He is a chaos agent. 855-752-4842. I'm with you there, Matt. I think as we get closer, I would expect more Republicans in national security roles and other roles to come out against the former president.
I'm waiting for George W.
Dave from Heartland, you are next. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us? Hello, Dave. We got Dave? All right, we're going to put Dave on hold. Dave, get your stuff together. Annie from Watertown, you're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
It may be worthwhile to stay up and listen to the Tom Hartman Show on Civic Media tonight. He had Dr. Stephen Hassan, who wrote and currently updated his book, The Cult of Trump. It was very interesting about how the cult of Trump sort of fits the 8 criteria of Chinese communist brainwashing and how to talk to people and how to be effective in, if you have somebody in your life who is totally brainwashed by them, steps to be effective in combating that.
All right. Well, duly noted, Annie from Watertown. Appreciate your contribution today. Matt Rothschild, man, thank you. Appreciate your contribution. Are we going to make this like a regular Wednesday date, man?
Yeah.
How's your next Wednesday?
I'm free. Let's do it at least through the election.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming around the Dom and friends. Jess, I know you've been working hard. Thank you for your work as well. Appreciate that. Tomorrow, folks, on the Dom Salvia Show, Earl Ingram Jr., he's going to come around. We're going to catch up with Earl. And stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is coming up next. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll head a little east of Madison to talk to a candidate for assembly in this week's Women Win Wisconsin, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.